Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in Sudan today for talks with his Sudanese counterpart. The two presidents face strong UN Security Council pressure, Iran for its nuclear program, and Sudan for the conflict in Darfur. The permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany are currently discussing strengthening the limited sanctions imposed on Iran in December for its refusal to stop enriching uranium. Staying with Sudan, and Sudan says it will not hand over the two men named yesterday by the International Criminal Court as war crimes suspects. The ICC is accusing Humanitarian Affairs Minister Ahmed Haroun and a Janjaweed militia leader known as Ali Kushiab of 51 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Some 200,000 people have died in the four-year conflict in Darfur. We spoke to Dr. James Smith, chief executive of the Aegis Trust, an organisation set up to fight genocide around the world. He gave us his reaction to the indictments.
It's really excellent news that these two individuals have been indicted by the International Criminal Court. The ICC have been working under very difficult conditions because they've not been able to have access to witnesses within Darfur due to a lack of cooperation, understandably, from the government of Sudan. But despite those barriers, they've brought together sufficient evidence for these indictments. And it's very important because a signal goes to those who are in a high position orchestrating these atrocities in Darfur that they will be brought to account, and that there is the will in the international community to see that people who commit mass atrocities on this scale will be punished for them.